following up on his op-ed. Hughes says it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook we founded back in 2004.
The reason that I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a world that often wants men to be silent and soft, Promise Keepers is working to change that. They're emphasizing that men need to be proactive, courageous, humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Ken Harrison. He's the president and chairman of Promise Keepers. He also has a new book out titled Rise of the Serving Kings, What the Bible Says About Being a Man. And one of the things I asked him and we talk about was why sometimes men don't always want to communicate with other men, but it's the way we were designed.
The thing that we really want to drill into guys is that they need to be on a fire team. A fire team is the basic core of the Marine Corps. It is how the Marine Corps is built. The Marine Corps is the most effective modern-day large fighting force that there is. And everything in the Marine Corps is based around 3 to 5 men, almost always 4, who all have different skills, who do life together, or in their case, combat together. But they learn, they do things together, they learn to trust each other. Fire teams are very, very close. Men need a fire team in their life because we have an epidemic of the friendless American male who feels unappreciated. He's working all the time in many cases, doesn't make enough money, can't find enough time to spend with his wife, not with his kids. And you know, what do with men? We shove them off in a corner and say, well, we have a Bible study for you at 6:30 in the morning on Friday where you sit and listen to people tell you about the Bible. That is not how we build. Men are meant to do. We're meant to accomplish things.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is, everyone. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to start off the program today with, we do this from time to time, another example of an epic fail by yours truly. Your humble host, that's right, your humble host, Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street. We fall flat, splat on our faces often. Thing is that we tell you. Well, we're straightforward and honest about our failure. This, the latest failure, again, and this, unfortunately, it does. I'm being honest. Back in the day, I used to yell and scream about this a hell of a lot more on the program. Yeah, but it hurts. It does. When hey, come on, people. When you work really hard at something, when you try really hard and you fall flat on your face and you fail, it hurts. It stings a little bit, doesn't it? Anyway, my old hometown. I say your old hometown. An area of the country I lived in for, 14 years? Southwest Florida. I've been on the air in Southwest Florida for longer than that, almost 20 years. I've been on, and not just the, not just my weekend program. It hasn't been just my weekend program. It's been every day. Every day. Various different stations, morning programs, afternoon programs over the years. And consistently, I failed my listeners, I guess, because people keep getting ripped off and scammed. Countless investment scams coming out of my old area, neck of the woods, Sarasota, Tampa. We've talked about them here on the program. And if only people had listened, if only, I guess I had done a better job of explaining how the world works, how Wall Street works, maybe so many people wouldn't have been ripped off. I was brought to my attention late last weekend, another major scam, another major Ponzi scheme took place in my old hometown. This one, I don't know, a little under $100 million in investor funds gone. $100 million, right around $100 million. I'm pretty close to it. Well, you know what it was? Foreign exchange currency scam. Foreign exchange, Forex. And I happen to be, I would be an expert in foreign currency exchanges. Such an expert where we've said here on the program, don't do it ever. Don't do it ever. Unless you are a big bank, don't do it. But again, I will give a little bit of a background for all of our listeners around the country. Sarasota, Florida, I lived in the area. I lived East Center City, didn't live in Sarasota, is a very much a well-to-do town. Very much a well-to-do town, and again, there's a lot of circles that you can swim in there. They love holding their charity auctions and functions and whatnot, and I used to get invited to the myriad events, and I would say, well, okay, I'll come. You just let me know how much money actually goes to the charity. I know you're going to have champagne and lobster and all that stuff, but how much money actually goes to the charity? And then when I wouldn't get a response, I would choose not to go. Now, many investment firms and investment gurus within the Sarasota, Tampa area, they would attend all of these things. Why? Because it was business. They wanted to rub elbows with the wealthy. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. These are the same people who be hanging out at the polo clubs on the weekends and the golf courses and the yacht clubs and all that good stuff. Something that I will never do. Rather stick a hot poker in my eye. But, again, it works. It works. Especially if you can put out the aura that you are better, you're smarter, you're brighter. That you're going to be able to get these people, many of them millionaires, not multi, but millionaires, well, very well-to-do, one percenters. If you can get them to believe that they're going to get something exclusive, different, better than everybody else, they'll do it. And this has happened, like I said, I can't tell you how many times since I've been on the air and been warning people about this. So here we have this this company, Oasis Capital Management. Oasis International Group. And it would have taken me, maybe a minute or two less to figure out that this is a ruse. You go to their website, I don't even know if they've taken it down yet. All that's there is their logo, a tightly controlled company, a Cayman Islands company. That's right. A little disclaimer, this is a Cayman Islands company. Your money is not going to be here in the United States. And you click on the button, and what it does is it asks for your information. Ooh, nothing else. It's very James Bond, secretive, Swiss bank. People start hearing Caymans. Oh, my God, they start seeing dollar signs. They start seeing euros. Oh, my God, I'm going to be rich. I'm rich, I tell you, like Daffy Duck would say. And this feeds right into this particular, the marks, because that's what they are. $1 million marks, targets. And they collected money. People gave them the money. They would tell these investors that, and I'm not making this up, that the return that they were guaranteed to see was at least 12%. We guarantee you at least 12% on your money, but every single year we show anywhere between 22 and 24%, if not higher. Do you have any idea how patently absurd that is? That nobody is capable of doing that. But again, no, it's a Cayman Islands company. You don't know. See, I would get this type of response from people when I'd warn them about things like, Chris, you don't understand. Okay? These are people. There's a whole other world out there, Chris, that you just don't understand. This is how rich people, this is how they handle their money. This is how wealthy people handle. We understand what you do. You're a great registered investment advisor, doing the right thing by your. But this is how really wealthy people, this is how they really get wealthy. Because that's what they were told by the salesman pitching them this thing. What am I supposed to say to something like that? Sure, if I wanted to, I could probably go off on a rant. Go off on a rant and say, you know what? Check back with me when your money's gone. What? I'm asking you, my listeners out there, how do I approach something like this? Because I obviously haven't handled it right. Maybe I should get angry with them and make fun of them. I don't know. It becomes like a cult. People start, they see the dollar signs, they see the money, they see the returns, and they start writing checks in their mind with money that they don't even have yet. They start having these fantasies in their head and what they're capable of doing. They go online. And they start shopping. They start shopping for the real big, the 50-foot contender fishing boat, or whatever it may be that they want. And then I can't reach them anymore. They're gone. They're gone. I can lay out, like we lay out here on the program, and explain that return is impossible, not to mention Forex. You understand the type of leverage you're going to have to use to generate those types of returns? No way. Not going to happen. So I lost. And again, I looked at the people that were involved with this. Familiar names. In and around. Like I said, it's not that big of a town down there when I lived down there. Familiar names. People that would be driving around town and very, very expensive cars. Very, very expensive cars. The ones that would be showing up at all the galas. And they're just wonderful people. And, boy, they're just brilliant money managers. And they've got it all figured out. They've got their Cayman Islands company. And they would proceed to ruin people. This is not new. Not new. For 20 years now on the radio, we've been explaining this. Trying to help people out. Trying to warn you. And guess what? The numbers, and we're going to take a break here in a second, the numbers aren't getting any better. They're not. In fact, they're getting worse. And we'll get into why in a little bit. But again, you take a look at this, no different than what Madoff pulled off. Similar type of scam. We'll break that down and how they go about doing it when we get back. You're listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, we're confident in enough that we can tell you that we fail. We fail. But we try. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, all sorts of great stuff there at our website. Hey, you want things done the right way? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
A perfect day to fish. It's cold but sunny. Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I haven't heard this tune in a while. It's got to be 1985, 86. Gritty Politti. Anyway, welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I have mentioned this before here on the program. And see, I told you so moments are not cause for celebration or cause for trophies here at this program, because when I'm right, people get hurt. People lose money. The type of emails that I've got to go through with people that lost a lot of money. Now, these are millionaires. These are people with means. But when you lose your entire savings to something like this, guess what? You're no longer a millionaire. That money's gone. You're no longer a millionaire. And guess what? That money's not coming back. It's gone. And it's gone. It's not coming back. And I get the phone calls with people wishing that I could do something to make it back. No. No, there's nothing I can do at that point in time except try to help you to rebuild what you've lost. Which obviously means you're going to have to make some significant changes in your lifestyle. And many will be quite honest with you, they're not capable of doing that because they're swimming around in certain circles and they're so embarrassed by what happened, they don't know how to handle it. It's hard. It's like I have to be a financial advisor slash shrink at the same time for many people. I should have listened to you. I should have listened to you. I know you should have listened to me. But what am I supposed to do? And sometimes I'll also get the emails and the phone calls of the people that are angry with me that I didn't push them hard enough. Like I said, I can't win. I've explained my little Sisyphean battle here where I push the rock to the top of the hill and it keeps rolling back down on top of me. So, no, it doesn't give me any satisfaction to come on the program and say, hey, all you people out there that lost millions, I told you were going to lose it. Even if they were rude to me. Anyway, how do they do this? How does this happen? And I wrote a column about this over 10 years ago, talking about how wealthy people get baited into this. That's not just wealthy people. It's not. You know, everybody has a different button to push. I mentioned somebody wanting the 50-foot contender fishing boat. There's also people out there that want to give to their church, that want to put on a wing on a hospital, and they start writing checks for those things too. And this is why a lot of investment con artists work through church groups and prayer groups and religious institutions to rip people off. One of the things that works really, really well, and that was the case with this Oasis International and many others that we've dealt with over the years, is what we like to call the scarcity sale. You give the illusion of exclusivity. You give the illusion of exclusivity. Now, Oasis International, Bernie Madoff, many others, they were set up in a way where it's hard for you to get in. I know exactly how these guys played it with people in Sarasota. You got people with a million, million and a half, couple million dollars in their accounts, and they say, you know, listen, you know, Bob, let me tell you something, fictional Bob. Bob, you really, this is a level, you know, that we really don't usually allow people like yourself in. And we're talking to people here that can write a serious check, $10, $50, $100 million. And you put that out there. You put that out there. You might walk away from the table and say, you know what, Bob, let me tell you, I will do what we can. I'll talk, but it doesn't look good. And you got him there. And the guy's like, oh, my God. It's like it's like somebody waited for their prom date or something like that to call. Waiting for this person that they were in love with back in high school. You get them hanging. Not just anybody can be a part of this deal. And the reality is that all good marketers understand that. They utilize the illusion of scarcity. You do that, it hastens demand. What does it also do? False scarcity encourages what? People to buy sooner. To not think things through. And perhaps to buy more than they normally would. On all levels. On all levels. I get this stuff all the time. Yeah, people, you think people, people trying to rip us off. People come approaching us with their investment firm and they all of a sudden want to retire and they want us to take it over and buy it. But you know what? We've got a lot of offers in there. You better act fast. You're going to have to move fast. I'm like, sorry. I do my due diligence. Okay. Go sell your BS somewhere else. You want to work with the best. You want to work with us. Okay. We're patient. We're meticulous. We take our time. Like Don Corleone said, even though it's not politically correct to say it nowadays, women and children can be careless, not men. No, that's not a politically correct thing to say nowadays. But anyway, you know what I mean. When you use this strategy, scarcity sale, what it also does is it gives the illusion of an above average return. That's what Madoff was pushing. Many others that we deal with. That's what Oasis International was pushing. Above average return. Oasis International was putting out a much better return than Madoff. Guaranteed 12%. 22 to 24% a year. Do you have any idea what that would equate to over time? Got to take another quick break right here. We're going to get into, I'm going to explain to you what these con artists do. What you do with the information and what we provide for you, that's up to you. Hopefully you'll listen and you don't become another Watchdog on Wall Street, see I told you so moment. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at her weekly press conference with some strong words for the president.
I said yesterday the president is almost self-impeaching because he is every day demonstrating more obstruction of justice and disrespect for Congress's legitimate role.
Her comments come as the House is gearing up for a floor vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. At the White House on Thursday, President Trump taking some questions, and he was asked about the subpoena by the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee for his son, Don Jr.
The last thing he needs is Washington, D.C. He could rather not ever be involved. Remember, he said to me a long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Back, it is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Let's go back to the days of Bernie Madoff. And it's obviously a much bigger, more widely publicized case. Obviously, billions of dollars flushed down the toilet. If you were You were in Southeast Florida and you were eating lunch at some of the hoity-toity clubs down there or golfing, and you were in that crowd. Yeah. Guess who's managing my Madoff money? Madoff. Ah, and he's making me all this money. And Madoff relied on a network of friends, family, and business colleagues to help attract his investors. Some actually were paid, believe it or not, for harvesting investors. Yeah. And one of the things was, is that, you know, they would present and said, I've got my money invested with Madoff. And he's doing really well. And you can't get in unless you're invited, but I can probably get you in. Yeah. Scarcity, right? Oh, boy. You understand that? If someone went out of their way to even try to get you into Madoff, it would have been a social faux pas in that community to say no. If you didn't do it, you might be ostracized from the club, looked at as an idiot. That's how good it was for Madoff. That's how well he had his scam. That's how we put the entire thing together. These guys in Sarasota did the same thing, just on a smaller scale. People do it all the time all over the country. Again, you also have to present yourself as brilliant. That's right. To be a great investment con artist, you must be brilliant at making people believe that you are brilliant. Do I ever hear on this program, do we ever tell you that we're brilliant here? The Markel, we're special? That we have some magic algorithm or mathematical formula, or all of our IQs are in the stratosphere, we're so brilliant? No, never. But that's what the con artists do. Yeah, that's what they do. That teleological fallacy that we've talked about here on the program, where everybody's, oh, he's so smart, he's so great, but they're never right. And people keep buying into it. Affinity fraud is another thing that works for these con artists. Since I'm like you and believe like you, you can believe in me and what I have to say. That's the one that works really, really well in churches, in mosques, in synagogues, in prayer groups, whatever it may be. And one of the ones that Madoff used real well was political cover. Oh, and believe you me, okay? Believe you me. When all's said and done, they'll look at Oasis International, and you'll see plenty of checks being cut to the right politicians to make sure you keep the regulators off their backs. Here you go. You got a Cayman Islands company here in Southwest Florida, and they put all sorts of warnings about U.S. citizens, yet they're collecting money there in the state of Florida. Yeah. No. No red flags. Not a single red flag. Of course there was. Leave him alone. They cut nice checks. People, financial investment fraud cases jumped 74% in 2018. And these are the ones that have been, if people have been reported or been caught, jumped 74%. In 2018. You know what the bulk of them are? Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes, same thing. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there is, I mean, being serious here. I want you to think for a second. I'm asking you the question before we have to go to break, and then I'll come back. We'll see how you did. Why do you think we're seeing so many more investment fraud cases now, more than ever? Going to take a break. We're back, we'll get into it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Get the help you need. Don't be a victim. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5980.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year.
Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. I should have given you a tip or a hint in regards to my question. The tip I should have given you is, remember last week's show? What was rule number one? What was rule number one? We gave four little rules of the road when it came to investing last week here on the program. Rule number one, compounding is the royal road to riches. What does that mean? Time. The reason why there are so many scams, why fraud cases are going through the roof, is that way too many people out there are running out of time. They are. They get ideas in their head. Many people have got ideas in their head. They've been in their head for a long time, and they said, oh, boy, I want to retire when I'm 62 years old. I want to retire when I'm 65 years old, whatever it may be. And all of a sudden, they look down and, oh, my God, look at me. I'm 55. I'm 45. I'm 50. I'm 55. I'm 57. And they realize, wow, I don't really have much saved here. I really didn't save as much as I really should have. And they take a look at what they're going to get from Social Security or what they might get from their pension. And they say, wow, I got to play catch up. I got to play catch up here. I got to catch up here. I got to start putting some money away. You know what? Even better yet, I got to get a higher level of return. And that's what people are doing. That's what they're doing. They're going and they're saying to themselves, I am so far behind. I can't get by with this prudent return. I've got to start seeing some doubles and triples on my money here. I do. And I got to see it fast. Or guess what? I'm not going to be able to move to Boca when I'm 62. See, the difference between what we do and what the crooks do is that we're honest. They're liars. The crooks will tell you, yeah, they can make that happen. And hey, here's a crooks that'll do it at the big brokerage firms too. No, they may not put you into Ponzi schemes like that, but they'll promise you the sun, the moon, and the stars, and they won't deliver rather than being honest with you. We treat our clients like they are lifelong friends. You know what I'm talking about. Those friends where you have maybe a handful in life. The ones that you can look them straight in the eye and you can be honest with them. The ones you can rely on. The ones if you are in any sort of a jam, you could call and without a doubt, you know that they would be there. That is how we operate. Meaning when you come in and you want to do this, we're going to say that's just not possible. What do you mean? It's just not possible. Nor are we going to even try to do what you're asking us to do. Because it's not prudent. Now, being honest again here, when we tell people that, I'd say 90% plus, okay, I'm not going to hire you then. What do you want me to tell you? What do you want me to tell you? You want me to lie to you? Would you rather me lie to you and say, yeah, you got to play catch up. You know what we're going to do? We're going to start speculating like crazy to try to make up all that time. You can't. There's no flux capacitor. There's no time machine when it comes to investing. Got to take another break. We'll delve deeper into this when we get back. Again, watchdogonwallstreet.com is our site. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, wow. What a fantastic song. Church, Under the Milky Way. Bringing back some memories. Anyway. Welcome back. Listen, people, we're not here to tell you what you want to hear. We're not. It's never have been. Yeah, I told what life was like. What life was like at Markowski Investments during the dot-com frenzy in the 1990s. If we got IPO, if we got shares of any of the hot IPOs back in the 1990s, sure. Sure, we would put them into our customers' accounts, and guess what we would do at day one? Sell them. We're buying aftermarket, doing anything insane like that. But we knew that eventually the music was going to stop. musical chairs, right? And many of our clients out there believe that that wasn't the case, that, that we were in some sort of party that would never end. And didn't like the way we handled their accounts, didn't like the downside protection, the balance that we presented them. And they wanted a change. And we said, no, if you want to do that, you're going to have to go to another firm because we're not doing this on our books. We're not doing this under my name. My name, my last name, Markowski. You're not doing it here. And they left. And they lost. They left and they lost. Same thing happens all the time. Myriad of different things. When we present to someone that is, well, up to their waists or even higher, up to their chest and all sorts of debt, in particular consumer debt, credit cards, and are living well beyond their means. On the facade, they look like wealthy people. They got a nice car, nice house. They got a boat. They're members of the club, but they don't own anything. They don't own anything except really big bills every single month and a really nice Facebook page showing all the awesome things that they're doing. How do you think that works out for us when we try to tell these people that I can't really help you when it comes to investing right now because you need to get this debt under control? That's more important. You're paying 18, 25, 30% on these credit cards. Let's knock these down. We're going to have to make some lifestyle changes. You're going to have to make some changes in your household and your family. It's okay. It's not going to be permanent. Then we're going to start building. And I could present this. And I'll get smiles and they'll nod up and down and I'll never hear from them again. Never hear from them again. Because you know what? They don't want to face their friends on the Facebook and the social media. They don't want to face that. No. Let's continue to max out the credit cards and live out this fugazi life for as long as we can. And same thing with this. I want to retire when I'm 62. Make it happen. I've had that happen before. People just walk in and this is what I have. This is my Social Security. This is what I want. I want to move to Boca. I want to retire when I'm 62 years old. Make it happen. Whoa. It's like almost insulting. What do you think? I'm some sort of magician? You haven't saved. Now you want to talk about pushing that back and upping the savings and seeing where we can be. Maybe at 67 or 70, then we can start working on that. But what you're asking for me right now is mission impossible. Oh, yeah, well, so-and-so says that they can make it happen. Well, I guess they're just better than me, right? What am I supposed to do? Not going to work out well. I know it. I can present my case. One of the things that's real difficult in today's day and age, I don't know if everybody notices this, nobody likes the truth. In fact, I mean, you see it all over the country, you see it on college campuses. The truth can be banned. Can't have that speaker here. Oh, but they're saying that we're speaking the truth. Well, it doesn't matter. The truth is offensive. 2 + 2 = 4. No, it can't be equal to 4. It needs to be equal to 10. It needs to be equal to 14. No. It's not. We're not magic. We're not magicians. It's not what we do. It's not who we are. We're here trying to explain to you what the markets can do for you over time. We gave some simple rules of the road last week. We've explained what prudent financial planning looks like over time and the options that it will give you over time. But you also need to work with us here, too. Remember how I've said again and again and again, conventional wisdom is poison. You put ideas in your head sometimes, and they can lead you astray, especially, again, when it's not the truth. It's not real. Had another individual this past week. I know, because they asked us about this hedge fund in Connecticut that blew up. Plus, no, they've got proprietary algorithms protecting my downside. Really? They do, huh? Lost 88% of the funds in 3 days. Didn't listen to me. Wanted that extra level return. Wanted that 25, 30% that I couldn't deliver. Sorry. Got to take another break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not giving up on trade negotiations with China.
A large group delegation headed by one of the most respected men and highest officials of China will be coming in today, and they'll see what they can do.
The president also says he's continuing to talk with the Chinese president.
Well, he just wrote me a beautiful letter. I just received it, and I'll probably speak to him by phone.
The southeastern part of the country remains on alert for severe weather. Multiple people were injured in Arkansas after a possible tornado touched down in Pine Bluff, which is just southeast of Little Rock.
Together as a community, we will make right what is wrong, repair what is broken, and heal what is injured.
That's Pine Bluff Mayor Shirley Washington. That same weather system is blamed for flooding across Texas and Missouri. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
In his weekly Capitol Hill briefing, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing Democrats of manufacturing a battle with Attorney General Bill Barr.
6 hours was the amount of time Chairman Nadler and his members of the House Judiciary Committee wasted yesterday discussing their manufactured attempt against Attorney General Barr.
Why did some students walk out of a vigil for the victims of this week's school shooting near Denver, Colorado? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Some of the students saying the event became political. The vigil at Highlands Ranch High School featuring remarks from Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. Crow saying,
"Please know, Highlands Ranch, that I stand with you and that change will come because we will not stop until it does."
Several students complaining they were being encouraged to talk more about gun control than about the victims who were killed and wounded on Tuesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East, and President Trump said the Iranian leaders should call him